Well, we welcome you to the online service of the Bethel United Methodist Church. It's a special day today. Not only is it a new month and coming into a time of fall, the weather is absolutely gorgeous. It's a time that we celebrate a day called All Saints Day. All Saints Day is a real special day in the church, and the Bible teaches us about celebrating those who went before us, and we call them saints. And you think, well, okay, preacher, well, wait a minute. I heard about all these other guys, these St. Patrick, St. Mother Mary, St. this and St. that. How can I ever get to be a saint? Well, if you confess with your lips and believe in your heart Jesus was raised from the dead, you are what the Bible calls saints of God. Amen. So on the online service with that, Phil had put a little tab on there right under Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers about All Saints Day. And All Saints Day is really a day that we think about people who have gone on before us, people who have had a special part in our life as we were coming together, and just to take time and remember them. You know, God has given us a brain, a mind that's incredible. It's the best comm recorder, or whatever you call those things, those recorder that record images, and then we can play them back. Because we can, in our life, reflect on people who has gone before us. I know myself, even with my mother. I can picture her. I can see her. When I think about her, it's just a wonderful thing. And I think God has given us some special qualities that we can remember, and we can feel hope and touched by the people who has gone before us. It's an amazing thing. Camcorder, that's the word I was thinking of. I guess they don't even call it camcorder anymore. You can do it with your phone to record special things. But in our remembrance, we can record and hear and feel and touch all the things in our life, especially people. Now, we can remember things that happen in our life too, but especially people. So take time this All Saints Day to either click on the tab. It'll give you maybe some things to think about, or it's like a thought starter, if you would. But we want to welcome you to the Bethel online service this morning, and I don't know of any other announcements that we have this week except for Election Day coming up. In my humble opinion, I think this is the most critical election that we ever had in our country, at least in my lifetime. And one of the freedoms and the joys that we have as Americans is to vote. So hope and pray, if you haven't already voted, that November the 3rd is the day of the election. And I like to vote in person. I don't know, there's just something about it. I would rather vote in person. So Judy and I will go to the poll right here in Monticello that's in our polling district, and we will cast our vote. But I encourage you, if you haven't already voted, do it, and pray for our country at the same time, that God will let us have the kind of leadership that we want, that we need, and that will continue to bless God. Because we are one nation under God, and with the little phrase that's on our money and everything else, in God we trust. Well, we want to take time and celebrate birthdays this week. Not sure of any birthdays, but if you have a birthday, we want to celebrate it with you. And we sing. We're so lucky and blessed to have a song leader today. So here we are. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Same with anniversaries, you know. We think about wedding anniversaries. In my humble opinion, all anniversaries are special. People celebrating sobriety anniversaries or job anniversaries. And we want to celebrate those with you, too. Always send Phil or myself a little note. We'd like to record it and put it out on the online service. We do a pretty good job of in church when people tell us they have a birthday or anniversary, but we'd love to hear from you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, it's a joy and honor and a pleasure for Phil and I to put together these online services, and hope to pray that you've been blessed by them. Different trying times that we're in now, but you know, God has given us a lot of ways to communicate, and the online services is just one of them. But I hope and pray to see you in church sometime soon. There, we're meeting at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and we've been having a few people come, but we'd love to see you. So if you're thinking about coming to church, just know that it's safer in church than it is in Walmart. Why is that, preacher? Well, we have fewer people, and we follow the same COVID guidelines. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.